Good morning, everyone. It's time for Daily Chapel. Today we follow the order of Matins on page 219 in the Lutheran Service Book. The hymn is number 818, In Thee is Gladness. The text is Luke chapter 20, verses 1 through verse 8. The Reverend Sean Danzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke, the 20th chapter. One day as Jesus was teaching the people in the temple and preaching the gospel, the chief priests and the scribes with the elders came up and said to him, "Tell us by what authority you do these things, or who it is that gave you this authority." He answered them, "I also will ask you a question. Now tell me, was the baptism of John from heaven or from man?" And they discussed it with one another, saying, "If we say, 'From heaven,' he will say, 'Why did you not believe him?' But if we say, 'From man,' all the people will stone us to death, for they're convinced that John was a prophet." So they answered that they did not know where it came from. And Jesus said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. O Lord, have mercy on us." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This is the first exchange with the leaders of the church after Jesus comes into Jerusalem and clears out the temple and, as we heard, begins to teach in it and preach the gospel. And the first thing to see is that they came up with the great answer of not giving any answer at all. And they are the teachers of the church. And this is not allowed. The Lord says that the one who has my word must speak it faithfully. Paul says that compulsion is laid on him, and woe to him if he does not preach the gospel. The ministers of God's word are given a charge that they are to be householders that bring out of the treasury things that are old and new, the excellent things to set out before the people of God. And that means that they are not free to remain silent. They're not free to just say, "Well, I don't know," and move on. They're not free to keep their theology up in the clouds or up in their heads. Necessity is laid on us to preach. And the Lord does not care if we are exposed when it is our turn. He does not care if it is discovered that we don't know the scriptures as we ought, and we have to say something anyway. And this is good, so that by that fear, we would be pressed into doing what we ought, that we would keep our vows, that we would do what the apostles did, to devote themselves all the more to be ministers of the word of God and to prayer. And so a little shame could be very helpful. But of course, we see also that we are not to make our concern about human authorities and powers. That's not something that theologians are free to do either. And yet, that is what we see here in the temple. They have turned their office into a matter of who is the greatest, as we heard on Monday. Here they come to oppose Jesus, these leaders in the church, while it says that all the people are hearing him and believing him. And these teachers are unconcerned with teaching themselves. They have not stood up in the temple to preach their gospel. They have not been diligent to attend to all the things that are necessary in God's house. Nor have they done the work that Jesus had just done to purge the temple of its corruption. These things do not cause them to rise up and do anything. But the concern that perhaps the proper authorization has not been given here, or the proper status is not being held, or the proper procedures are not being done, this troubles them greatly. This leads them to come and ask Jesus. And of course, as we see, not to ask Jesus as a student, as a disciple, but as opponents. And they do not intend to be talking about something so weighty as divine authority, which is what the Lord brings up and puts before them. with a question about John the Baptist, with a question about Elijah who is to come, a man whom everybody has observed, whom everybody has come to their conclusions about, and who was foretold by the scriptures. And so, as they huddle together to come up with an answer, this is their concern. If we would say that John came from heaven, then we would lose the fight with Jesus. And if we say, probably worse, that he came from man, well, then we really fear the optics of what that would do. Look at what the crowd would say. Look at how they would treat us. Why are they not concerned that the testimony of God, in fact, will judge them? Why are they not concerned that this is no mere human interlocutor that they're fighting with? As they fully know, as Jesus had told them, as the scriptures had indicated, as they, more and more as we go forward in the Gospels, disclose. They understand exactly who Jesus claims to be. They understand exactly that they cannot disprove that he is the Son of God, the Messiah. And nevertheless, they are emboldened, as Jesus will say in the parable that follows this, to kill the Son who is sent to them. Their silence then is calculated. And it is calculated in the same way that we often calculate our silence. They care so greatly what others might say or think about them. They have forgotten what we must not forget, that God's judgment is what matters. God's approval is what we want to receive. God's disapproval is the opinion that we should fear most of all. And fearfully, at least in this pericope, the Lord has nothing more to say to them. He is froward to the one who is froward to him. This is not a game, what the Lord gives in his word. This is not a game when our Lord Christ comes to earth. He is not interested in all of the optics, in all of the games of appearances and power. He comes sincerely with his word. And he urges us again, as we heard on Sunday, seek first my kingdom and my righteousness. And that includes setting aside the quest and the concern for man's approval, for man's authorization even. Hear instead the Lord's saving and wholesome counsel, and joyfully in all things give answer to him, because he cast down the haughty, as we see today, but he saves a humble people. And his word does not go forth in vain, but it is meant to bring a harvest from all he speaks. Therefore, set aside the concerns for self, for authorization, and become, if you must again, like one of these laity who gladly are hearing his teaching and learning from his scriptures and his word, so that if you are called to speak, you'll be ready next time. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.